Welcome to Battle Cat. This is episode 50. Yes, 50! I'm Aludra. I've been hearing how awesome I am and how awesome the show is, because now it's episode 50, and fish are friends, not food. Somehow that relates to Fish Stick Ben.
Fish Stick Ben? I do not like this new nickname.
I am enjoying it. There was a lot of fishes in there, so you're Fish Stick Ben.
Okay, well, I guess that works. I don't know.
Except that you don't like it.
Yeah, but you know what? In all honesty, when it comes to you, I really can't fight it. You're just going to do it anyway.
Yeah, or I'll change it again.
Well, you know what? I will say that Kitty Cow got a really good nickname. I'm aiming for something at least as good.
As Kitty Cow?
As Kitty Cow.
Poor Kitty Cow. He got his nickname because I couldn't say his name.
Yep, but you know what? I like Kitty Cow and it totally works for me.
Yeah, well, you can't be Kitty Cow. You're Fish Stick Ben. So, Fish Stick Ben, what have you been doing for the last couple weeks in gaming?
You know what? I've been incredibly busy working on helping my raid team get Black Prince stuff, so working on the cloak quests. We've been doing a heck of a lot of LFRs to get secrets, and now we're starting to get runestones and helping with Black Prince rep and all that fun stuff. So, you know, we're catching people up, and it's going pretty good. In fact, so well that last week we did our very first, we're going to go wings 1 through 4 in Flex, and we decimated the entire thing. We have new records for boss kills, and we downed Gary on the first attempt.
I know. I am on your raid team, but I couldn't make raid night because I fell asleep.
I know. So that's all right. We understand.
That was tragic. But then I got to listen to everybody get their cloaks. And when you're rooting along with a group of friends, that is almost as good as being there.
I know. I felt so bad. You got, like, you hopped in Mumble right as we were in the middle of the boss pool. I'm like, So I'm really sorry that I was like, we're fighting Gary, and just kind of
stop talking. Please. I'm glad you did. Because I would have been like, oh, guys, come on.
But yeah, it was a phenomenal week last week in raiding, and I am actually really looking forward to Thursday when we get back in there and keep up our momentum.
Mm-hmm.
So,
awesome.
What about you, Ludra? What have you been up to?
Well, I've been up to raiding, but you covered that pretty nicely, I think. So, I've been doing a lot of digging in dirt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How's that going for you?
Yeah. This pet is a myth. A myth. It does not exist. And anybody who has one, they're just lying. I don't know. They're secret Blizzard employees that have them. That's just it.
I think they actually hacked their client and turned like a little bunny into a crawling claw.
Must have been something. Something. I'm just saying that they're all Blizzard employees, and that's why they get the crawling claw, because it's like a Blizzard you worked here gift. And then they circulated this rumor that you get it through archaeology just to watch us all dig. So that's fine. They can do that. You know what? Whatever.
Sure.
It brings them joy. I'm still gonna keep going for it because I've got to win, Ben. I've got to win.
Well, I'm still going for it, and I'm working on getting a third tune up to 90 so I can, you know, queue for the first wing of LFR.
Yeah. Yeah.
That gooey shaman will be mine.
It will be mine too. It's just the order in which we get them is hotly contested. Let's see. I've also, my good friend Nevermore. You may know, Ben. She gave me a pet. The PvP death pet. Somebody was selling them, and she picked one up for me, which is so awesome. So I didn't have to kill anybody to get the death pet.
Mm-hmm. I am actually also in the same boat. I was able to pick one of those up from the exact same person and helped fund the acquisition of all of them. And, I didn't have to kill one person. I'm so excited because I did not want to do that.
Yeah, me either. Me either. I was sitting there going, oh, and then they're like, you can do it in Battlegrounds. I'm like, well, that's better. Okay. I can do this in Battlegrounds. I'm not gunning right now, but I could. Okay.
Yeah. It's like later on when, you know, no one cares anymore. I'm just going to go in and just, you know, try.
Yeah, pretty much my thoughts. I want to be that guy, you know. Everybody else is level 100. I'm skulking around the Timeless Isle, level 100, killing 90s, because I'm a jerk.
Yeah, I can see that. Well, it's a lot easier then, so.
Yeah, it is. But no, then they were like, yeah, you can do it on Battlegrounds. And I'm like, yay!
Perfect. Well, now you don't have to.
No, now I don't have to at all. Thank goodness.
Yeah.
I like Battlegrounds, but just not enforced battlegrounds.
I will say, though, that temple thing can be really fun.
Mm-hmm. Legends of the Hidden Temple.
Yeah. Anyways.
Anyways, that's enough about us. Let's talk about news.
Reporting live from Pandaria.
We have the latest from World of Warcraft.
There's pandas everywhere!
News.
It's World of Warcraft's birthday! Look at them stealing our 50th episode thunder. Yeah, I see what they're doing. They had to coincide this. In case you didn't hear about it, they are pulling out all the stops. We are talking 40-man raids with the new updated Molten Core, new mounts, new PvP zones in the Terran Mill versus South Shore Battleground, and yes, new pets! First off is the Molten Corgi, which we have discussed on the show previously, and are thrilled we don't have to shell out an extra bit of money for.
Yes.
Yes, it is cute, it is adorable, I am glad I am getting it for a birthday gift from Blizzard to me. All you have to do to get this cute puppy is log in during the fun festivities. And if that's not enough pet action for you, Ragnaros can drop the little hate spark. What? Yes, he's little, he hates, he's sparking. It's for you. We'll see how he drops in the new 40 man. We're not quite sure how it's going to work out, but hey, I'm going to be there on multiple arcs. So, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And what better birthday gift is someone... I don't really know what I'm saying because I'm so excited about this, but seriously, it's their birthday and they're giving us stuff.
I know.
How great is that?
I know. I think it's brilliant. I love it. And, there are some years they don't give us anything and I'm cool with that. You know, it's their birthday. I shouldn't expect stuff.
Yeah,
but when they do give us stuff, it's totally awesome.
I know. And I'm really happy that they're kind of sticking with the theme here, too, how they have the Molten Corgi, because, Molten Core, it's 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
One of the original raid instances. You go back to the 5th year anniversary, it's when they redid Anixia's Lair and they gave you the Anixian Whelpling. I mean, that was awesome. So,
mm-hmm.
When it's 15, it's going to be Blackwing's Lair, and we're going to get something cool from that.
It better not
or
be a
on
suppression
Karaj.
Room pet.
Or something.
It better not be a suppression room pet.
It's just a little sprayer.
Yeah, that follows you around and slows you down. Oh. Yeah, no thanks.
Oh, wow. So speaking of slowing down or speeding up, the Bronze Whelpling is finally coming to game. Okay, so if you're like us, if you are crazy about those Whelplings, you have been completely upset that the bronze one has not been available since it was data mined in 2004. But guess what? It is finally making its way into game. Now, Eludra thinks that he just got lost in the time ways, somewhere in the time stream, just kind of hanging out, having fun. No.
Chilling out, beach party bingo, yeah.
No, this is totally what happened. So, an infinite Whelpling saw that the Bronze Whelpling was going to be introduced, went back in time, and stopped it from happening. Unfortunately, we didn't have our pets go into little tiny Caverns of Time pet instances, so there's no way that it could have stopped it.
Oh my god. That would be so funny. Okay, go pets. They failed. Okay, I'll heal you. Go pets.
Go different pets.
They failed. Okay, who's not holding it up? The rabbits lose the tank. Go pets!
That would actually be a lot of fun. But I am actually really super happy that the Bronze Whelpling is going to be coming into game, especially since there is that quest in, Burning Steps, where you have to collect the different Whelplings, and mm-hmm. there's a bronze one just flying there right there.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, so finally we get one of our own. Don't know how yet.
Enjoying the idea of making a 5-man team, with the little Onyxia as the healer and a turtle as a tank, Bunny who's the little rogue in the group. I like this idea.
Hey, well, you know what? You have to have a Kirin Tor Familia in there to represent your ranged DPS.
Maybe. I don't know. The Kirin Tor, they're based in Dalaran, and Dalaran doesn't like the Horde.
Yeah, but my familiar likes me. Because I rescued him.
Oh, that's cool. I'm kind of on the fence on how I feel about them. I mean, I like their little fancy mark of the intelligence, but that's it. Okay, so the Warlords of Draenor cinematic trailer is going to be released along with the street date of the new expansion on Thursday the 14th. We think it'd be awesome if the cinematic ended in a glorious pet battle.
Mm-hmm.
But we're kind of getting the sense that that's not very likely.
I still think that since we didn't get our giant garage pet battle, that we need to have a pet battle in a cinematic, at least off to the side. How great would that be?
would be so awesome. Especially if it was a panda and a blood elf.
They're just
saying. I'm just saying.
Oh my gosh, if we were like hinted at in the cinematic, that'd be so great.
That would be it. My life would be over.
Actually, no. In all seriousness, they would have us just digging in the ground trying to find a stick of claw.
Pitching feet. I found a foot. Clomp. Yeah.
So, other than a new face that might be in the cinematic, there is actually a new face at the Dark Moon Fair. Christoph von Fiesel has popped up on the beta standing next to Jeremy Fiesel. And challenge him, and you're actually going to be fighting a little Direhorn, the something that we'll talk about a little later because we switched around our show notes, and a mind-control octopus.
I like how he's not Fiesel, he's von Fiesel. He's like one-upping
the
guy standing next to. Like, oh, you're just a Fiesel. Well, I'm a von Fiesel. So. Well,
I think he's like actually sitting on a mount, too. So he's just totally upgrading and making himself look that much better.
Shinier top hat. Then what are they going to do with the next expansion, I wonder? I mean, his mount is going to be an elephant on a box.
No, on a rolly ball. Yes.
I like that. Okay. Blizzard, if you do that, we will giggle and clap and point and glee. All right. So is anybody else super excited about the amount of pets coming in Warlords?
I am.
I'm oh my gosh. I've seen so much news in the last couple of weeks. There's the land shark, which looks nothing like the land sharks we're getting now. And oh my God, we have to grind rep with Nat Pagel again? What?
Yeah.
Oh, that's it. I'm out. Ben, I'm out. No, Rage.
No. Come on. It's okay.
Nope.
Come.
No, nope. You take the news.
Soothing
take
breaths.
The news.
Okay. Well, while she recovers from her rage, the other really great non-Nat Pagel pets that are actually being put into the game are my personal favorite, the Frostwolf Pup, which is one of the cutest things I've ever seen aside from the Molten Corgi. The Pygmy Cow, which Christoph von Fiesel has one. There's five new Sporelings that are going to be put in the game, as well as Stormwing and Firewing, which are both incredibly cool-looking birds that drop from the big sack of pet supplies, which right now we're guessing is going to be coming from the new Pet Tamer dailies in Draenor.
No, I am not. Uh-uh. Shop Pride is alive and well in Nat Pagel. I used to shop with him all the time. I read his book. No!
Well, just think, you'll be able to raise your fishing level while doing it?
Oh, yeah, because, you know, I'm... And last but not least, more pet toys have been found to be on their way! They will be a discarded bone, a rubber duck, a small football, a Murloc chew toy, and Nat Pagel. We are... Okay, maybe not him. We aren't sure where the bone and duck are from, but the small football is crafted by leatherworkers, and the Murloc chew toy is made by tinkerers.
Yay! I'm happy to make anything related to Murlocs.
Yes, that's why in BlizzCon we're going to be running around with our Murlocs in hand, yelling onward.
Oh yeah, definitely. I've got at least two or three that I can carry around with me.
Yep. Me too.
Now, Aludra, question for you.
Okay.
Where is the best place that you can possibly see a Murloc?
World of Warcraft.
Exactly. And where can you find World of Warcraft?
At your local game retailer.
Okay, we're going about this a little bit longer than I thought it'd go. So once you get World of Warcraft from your local retailer, what are you going to do with it?
You're going to install it, of course.
On what?
Your computer, which better be a doghouse. It doesn't have to be, but it's really cool if it is.
Yeah, we recommend it. I love my doghouse. Eludra loves her doghouse. It makes WoW run incredibly great. In fact, it not only runs WoW incredibly well, I have other games that play like butter. I just got the new Assassin's Creed game at this point, but the pirate one. It's
Yar!
Like it's got full settings, everything's running, and I'm on a 2-year-old doghouse by now, and it's just working great. I absolutely love it. If you're in the market for a new computer, go to doghousesystems.com, use the code BattlePets, and you can get double the memory for free. That means if you order 4 gigs, you're going to get 8. If you order 8, you're going to get 16. And I'm not going to go any higher because math sucks. Actually, I love math.
You can't say 32?
I can, but I'm not going to. Because Doghouse Systems will do the math for you when you put in the promo code BattlePets.
And maybe you want to show your BattlePets love, but you don't want to lug your PC everywhere because, you know, why? So, head on over to Slash Loot and buy a t-shirt! Our cool new logo, which I don't know how new it is at this point, but it's still new to me.
Us.
Yes, it's on a t-shirt and you can buy it and you will be supporting our show and we would love that.
Mm-hmm. It's not and only a t-shirt, it's a comfy t-shirt.
It's a very comfy t-shirt. It's like, yay, comfy.
Mm-hmm.
So go, buy one if you can. If not, well, keep listening because we love you.
Exactly.
All right, so we have a secret.
Yes, we do.
We got a secret. How about you? No. We have a guest this week on our show. Dun, dun, dun. And we could have been telling you and hyping it up, but no. No, we decided to surprise you all with our super awesome friend, Randy, on the show.
Wow. Okay, now what's the secret?
Oh,
You don't really have a secret, do you?
No. The price we charge for you to be on the show?
The secret is my Murloc is staring at me? No, no.
They always do that.
Yeah, that's really lame. Never mind.
really glad to be here.
Well, thank you for coming on.
I absolutely love pet battling. It's my favorite thing in World of Warcraft.
Yes.
And so it was just inevitable that I would eventually join you guys for an episode. And what better one than episode 50, right?
Exactly.
Yes, that's what we were thinking. Because you're really awesome. And I remember early days of pet battling and stuff. We'd be in the game and Randy'd be like, "Oh, where do you get this?" And I'd be like, "Oh, it's here." How do you know that? Because I'm crazy.
I will have you know, I remember back 2 years to the whole, like, early meta that you were really into, and I said, okay, I can't go this far. Like, I'm going to collect what I can collect, and I'm only going to collect rares, by the way, and I've stuck to that for 2 years. I've only collected rares, and I don't have a huge collection as a result, but, well, I mean, I don't have more than, like, 300.
Decent number, though.
Yeah, that is respectable.
But I'm really, really proud to say, still no undead Valkyr, and I'm not going to go camp for that thing. and I'm going to see it every time I play another person, so it's great, right? I mean, I don't need one of my own. I can visit undead Valkyr every single PvP chance I get.
Well, if it makes you feel better, I mean, unborn
Valkyr. Yeah, I apologize. Yeah.
That's okay. I literally leveled with the same three pets for all the way up to 25 and beat most of the pet tamers with the same. So if we randomly get matched up, I promise you, no unborn Valkyr.
No unborn Valkyr. I'm still missing all the things I see other players using. All that I know, Anubisath Idol. I don't have Zeppelin from Dark Moon. You know, I'm just not doing it.
You're just not going out of your way, huh?
But I have every freaking beast and flying and aquatic and critter.
Good.
Yay!
So I've got to ask then, with all the pets that you have gotten, or at least that you're, you know, looking for, which one is your favorite?
That's a tough question. I'm gonna look at my list right now. Let's see. I use all the mods, including pet battle teams. So let's see what's in a lot of teams. Nether Fairy Dragon is in a lot of teams.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that life exchange skill is just, it's a real come from behind kind of winner, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You still need some luck because it's not like an all around great pet, but it really is awesome to be almost dead, equalize with the other guy, and then get some RNG love, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, exactly. Make the other guy swear a lot.
Your everyday spiders are all over my pet battle teams, like Feverbite Hatchling, that kind of, mm-hmm. just the you know, as long as you're not facing up against a critter and you web them and then you leech life and then you web them and then you leech life. And I've had battles go on for like 100 rounds just where I'm just slowly wearing them down with those two moves.
And then the people who get tired of it just quit and you win anyway. So perfect.
Yep.
Yeah. My old standbys, like originally, and Eludra might remember this, from day one in Pandaria, I decided to level a StarCraft team, Mini Thor, Grunty, and Zergling, right?
Yes.
And great. No synergy, which is bizarre because they're all from StarCraft. No
yeah.
synergy at all, but every one of them has some great skills. Like,
did
some
you
big...
Team Rocket?
Yeah, I named him Team Rocket. That's exactly right. And you might remember I used to, when I would lose, I would say, we're blasting off again. So anyway, Zergling, Mini Thor, and Grunty. And I still, man, to this day, at least once a week, I go to that team just for the pure joy of it. You know, they, like I say, they don't really have any synergy, which, everybody I go up against has amazing synergy and weather. Oh, they got weather. And I guess I'll put in a pet that has arcane winds, but then I don't know what I'm doing with it.
So how do you get or stop the Zergling and Grunty from fighting while they're on the same team? I mean, is there a secret to that?
It's they're actually not mortal enemies. That's a little known secret. I play Terran in StarCraft 2. I'm Terran for life. And it seems like often when I'm doing 2v2, the person I'm playing alongside is not Terran. And I can tell you, they get along just fine. Terran and Zerg fighting alongside each other, just fine. Losing all night long.
That is so great. I seriously suck at StarCraft, so... I was given a guest trial, and the guy who gave it to me just spent the 2 weeks stomping my face in the ground. And I was like, wow, is this fun? He's like, for me, it is.
Other pets I really, really like, and this is going to show you that I've done most of it in Pandaria. I really like the... I said I don't use weather effects, but I really like the terrible turnip as the basis of a team. Because yes. I think most people don't see it coming. Mm-hmm. They really like, they're really surprised. They're like, you're really leading with terrible turnip, but that whole sunny day thing. And then most people are coming at you lately. And by lately, I mean ever since this thing went online with lots of AOE, right? They love to cyclone and water wave. They just feel like if they're hitting your back row, they're winning. And so terrible turnip reverses all of that, right? Because you get the sun shining down and then you sing for your whole team. And it's really fun. Like, I just like my opponents being frustrated is what I'm saying. another Pandaria pet, the one of the few that I would capture green and waste a stone on is Wanderer's Festival Hatchling.
Oh, yes.
He's so great. I have to get out there too.
Right. Late. Don't kill yourself. They're only up for like 20 minutes every Sunday under a full moon in a year that ends in an odd number. But, you just go get one and stone the thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Get your pets stoned, my friends. It's a message. Anyway, I just love I love the combination of pump, which, it's hard to compare it to anything else.
Yeah.
And perk up. And admittedly, perk up is not the kind of healing that works perfectly with terrible turnips weather, but it plays the most cute little sound when you you activate it. And I activate it every time. It's cool. I don't care if I'm at full health. I hit that heal because I get to hear that lovely little horn.
Oh, look at that. A pet battler after my own heart. Mm-hmm. I totally do things like that all the time, especially with the terrible turnip. I've heard many, min-maxers, the people who take this very seriously, you're like, the terrible turnip is like the worst pet. That's why they named it terrible. And it's like, no, he's not. He's a good little pet.
He sure is my third pet when I'm trying to level and capture.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can't beat having a terrible turnip as your third pet.
No.
Because you're leveling up these other pets, and so they're level 18 or 20 or whatever, and they're getting hit really hard. And then you come along, and at the same time, you're trying to capture something, right? You've come up against a rare whatever, and terrible turnip can't kill him. Mm-hmm. you got this hit that'll take him down to one, but it'll never finish him off. So I guess I like that pet more than it deserves, but what are you going to do?
No, not at all. I mean, it is a great pet. It's got its uses for a lot of things. And the fact that you lead off with that and it throws other players off is just a testament to how versatile it actually is.
I actually think that the surprise of my team has more to do with my incompetence than some actual.
I doubt that.
But yeah, that quest to beat 10 other players at level 25. Oh, that takes me forever.
Yeah. Not a fan.
Yeah, I don't think I've finished it once yet, so it's taking me.
I'm not actually a huge fan of the Celestial Tournament. I feel like it takes too much effort to for what it's worth.
I can really relate to that. I really can. It's just, if you only fought the four dudes, that'd be one thing. But then they're like, okay, well, you fought those four dudes. Now your prize is you get to fight more dudes. Congratulations! And then at the end, you get a coin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. When it's about getting more pets, it's weird. It's like the more you have, the less any given pet represents in your collection, mm-hmm. but the more you're willing to do for the next one, mm-hmm. which it's just, that's an odd paradox about it. And I think that's probably true of most collecting games or collecting schemes. But, at the same time, like it makes me want for the really hard stuff to reward pets.
Yeah.
And lots of them. Like, if every stage of the way the Celestial Tournament was rewarding pets, even if they weren't good, you know, I'd totally be all over it. But instead, I'm like, it's a lot of work.
Not only that, then you get to like level 25 with, say, I don't know, over 75 pets. Not talking about a specific battler named Eludra here. And you find out that you have none of the pets you need to beat these guys. None.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
absolutely
that's the
none.
That's
and
the other
like,
thing.
Oh, I wanted this to be so much more accessible.
Now, don't get me wrong. Like the first time I looked at the Celestial Tournament, you know, I went on WoWhead and went through all the different things, and I figured out what pets I wanted for each of the different battles,
mm-hmm.
and then I wrote them all down, and I didn't own a single one of them. And you know, so it kind of gave me a guide for long-term collecting.
Mm-hmm.
And which I really, really like, but like that document has been in my life too long.
Yeah, I know. Mm-hmm. I know exactly. What I did is I just went through and everybody I had, I put down their name as either upgrade or leveling. So mm-hmm. I got to level this guy and upgrade that guy. And if I didn't have it, it's on a post-it. Right there in my face.
Yeah, and you know, it's funny because I think you really hit the key point right there is if we were getting something throughout, like even if it's more than just, you know, like a little dinky pet or a costume for something or whatever, like just give us more for the tournament and I'm a lot more, you know, prone to do it. Like I'm more collector than battler and like I'm going into LFRs trying to win pets just because I want to collect them all and knowing that I really have to like totally bust my behind in order to get like you know Eula the little dragon and everything, like I'll do it, but I'm not going to like it as much as I would if I was going out capturing things.
It's a really hard topic to solve because
yeah. mm-hmm.
from a game design standpoint, if you offer too much in a niche system, then people will complain that you're making them go do the Celestial Tournament. You mm-hmm. know, the rewards are so good that they feel compelled beyond what they are comfortable, you know, or what they enjoy doing, right? Mm-hmm. Like any time you put a reward behind PvP, people, you know, they're bothered by the fact that they feel like they're being made to PvP.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of the same thing. And ultimately, the lesson learned is, pet collectors want to collect pets. You know? Like you could offer flawless battle stones or some dinky pet, and I think people go for the dinky pet.
Oh, totally.
Well, I'd give both if I could.
Well, I mean that's one reason why. I'm incredibly excited about the 10-year anniversary anyway, and yay, we get a Corehound mount. But like the Molten Corgi is just so amazing that, like, that's the one thing that I'm looking forward to most out of anything else. And mm-hmm. I mean, you nailed it. I want as many pets as I can. Before Pandaria came out, I had all except for Lumpy and the Crawling Claw. And now that Pandaria is out, there's hundreds and hundreds of more. I've been busy this expansion.
Yeah. I'm pretty upset with how busy I've been. No, I'm kidding. Not at all. As a matter of fact, I didn't even bother leveling alts at first because what's the point? I'm doing pet battles. My friends had to drag me out of pet battles. No, we're going to level alts. But pet battles, but alts, fine. Can I level my alts through pet battles? No.
Well, now you can, so perfect.
No, but at the time they were like, no, we're playing together. Fine. Stupid me having friends. So tragic.
I have no idea how to transition into boss battle, so...
Oh, speaking of stupid me having friends, guess who has his friends? Bosses, because they have pets!
And other battle people.
And other battle people! Yeah! No! This is like the worst one we've ever had, which makes it the best by default.
Exactly.
Round one, fight! Boss battles.
Boss battles! We are continuing on yet again in our mission to defeat the Celestial Tournament.
Because they've got pets.
Yes.
As Randy said.
And coins to get pets, so.
I want more coins.
Yep. So this week we're going to be looking at Rathian. And the reason he is there, I've decided, is because he's actually tired of giving out cloaks to everybody. So he's just taking a break and chilling and pet battling because, you know, why not? So first up, Rathian has Alex, which is a red dragon whelpling. Now, this might seem familiar because he happens to know another dragon named Alex Straza. I'm guessing there's a little similarity there with the name. Could be wrong.
Nah.
Alex's first ability is Breath. Now, this is a dragonkin ability that will actually overwhelm your pet with draconic breath, dealing dragonkin damage.
Wow, Listerine will help him with that.
Yeah, pretty much. Next up, we have Ancient Blessing. This will heal Alex and increase the maximum health of Rathian's active pet by 5 for every level for 9 rounds. So that's an extra 125 health.
That sounded big.
Yeah, you know what? If you keep that number out of there, it's kind of scary. But when you look at it, that's only like, you know, maybe one really bad hit if it's a, you know, ability that Dragonkin are weak against. So
yeah.
And then last but not least for Alex, we look at Flamethrower. This is an elemental ability that turns the battlefield into a fiery, raging inferno.
Which is really going to help with our next little whelpling, who is Cindy, an undread dragon whelpling. We'll let you figure out who it's named for. First ability is Diseased Bite, an undead ability that infects your pet, dealing undead damage. So he will bite you and you will get an infection and ew.
Yeah, not so good.
Not so great. Next ability is Blistering Cold. Cindy will chill the air around you, causing you to be afflicted with frostbite each round for 3 rounds. As time passes, frostbite will deal more and more damage to your pet until it's swapped out. Also, Blistering Cold lasts through pet swaps. And you'd think, like, this blazing inferno we're all fighting on at this point would, like, help with the frostbite, but it doesn't.
Why would
it? Yeah, that wouldn't make sense.
It's undead ice, so, you know, therefore it's immune to fire?
Undeads aren't immune to fire. They're highly flammable, being mummies and all. Cindy's final ability is Ice Tomb. Cindy will toss an orb of freezing energy at your pet. After 3 rounds, the orb will hit your pet, dealing elemental damage and stunning it for an entire round.
So by this point in this fight, I've already lost. And I'm starting to look at other teams and wonder if they might make it through. And this is where Rathian brings out, da-da! Come on. Da-da!
That is awesome.
It's actually Lil Deathwing, and so he runs the 3 things that I never get to see because I'm already dead. He runs Shadow Flame, right? So that's his dragonkin ability that does dragonkin damage, is straight hit, and then or roll, right, which is the whole barrel roll. And of course that also gives him enrage, so for the next three rounds he's doing an additional 25% damage. And then Elementium Bolt, his big hit, is the Elementium Bolt that goes into the stratosphere and then comes down three rounds later and not only ends your battle, quite frankly, but if it doesn't, it stuns you. I recommend a Wolvar pup, the one from Children's Week.
The you know smart guy? One. Yeah.
Yeah.
The one who mails himself to you because he's brilliant.
Yeah. And I recommend him because he's got, you know, huge ups versus Dragonkin, and he's got that whole frenzy heart brew. So if you get to him and get it applied, then you're doing an additional 25% damage, which cancels out. Da-da!
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's... you know what? In all honesty, it's a tough team. I've always had problems with dragons. And, you know, that's even with having, like, the Nuvasith Idol and, you know, Grunty and, you know, one or two other humanoids. I don't know. Dragons seem to be my weakness.
I don't know if it's just because Cindy's in this team or what, but this team always reminds me of Three's Company.
Yeah.
It's two chicks and a dude. The dude is wacky. Even though he's not, but you know, whatever. It's the Three's Company team in my head. I don't even.
For some reason, the Black Prince is hanging out in a tournament. I don't even understand that part.
I know. Like, he's like, you got a grand rep for me to hang out with you. And, I guess I'll get you a cloak and I'll throw a pitch of fit in your face. But what I really want to do is pet battle.
Yeah. I got some little dragons. It's, yeah. And a huge sword, like this massive gold sword.
Yeah.
Well, the most amazing thing is that if he just turns into his dragon form, he could probably pet battle himself.
Yeah.
That's very interesting. I never thought about that.
So is he just throwing his friends in then? Just saying, hey, go fight
for it. Yeah, basically, he's a little cannibalistic here.
Yeah, he's a little whelpling. Everybody seems to forget that, but he is in fact a whelpling. He's not even a dude. He's not even a full-grown dragon.
Yeah, well, he hasn't reached puberty yet. He will.
No. Eventually. I mean, he's only two.
Yeah.
You know, I think, secret, I would always pull out my dark whelpling when I would go and talk to him.
Oh. Does that help you any?
Not really. I mean, I still got my cloak eventually, but I was just trying to openly mock him.
All right.
You think he'd be like, hey, man, what's up, to your little whelpling? Like, a little bit of text in there. Hey, hey, dude, what's up? Haven't seen you for a while. How you been?
Just bottom line for this fight, you just bring three humanoids and get lucky.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Definitely.
Bring humans and luck. That's what you always need.
Yeah.
Well, actually, two humans and a rabbit, because you got that undead dragon, so there's your luck. That's 4 feet point. Worth.
You know, rabbit's feet aren't so lucky for the rabbits. I'm just going to point that out.
I don't know. I've seen rabbits getting lucky all over this town. Seriously. Here in Orange County, there's rabbits everywhere, and they just will not stop procreating.
That is true. I've been up there, and there's just bunnies everywhere.
It's really cute, though.
Yeah, it could be worse. It could be weasels. All right, so speaking of procreating and multiples of whatever, let's move on to team building.
Team building,
where we take two random words that make absolutely no sense and decide, hey, this would make a great team theme.
Yes.
This week's words are petite rare. Not medium rare, not large rare, but
petite rare. Got it.
I like to call it just right rare.
Right rare.
Yeah.
Oh, I messed it up too, Ben!
Look at Rot-row.
Okay, so who wants to go first?
I'll go first.
Yay!
Okay. So because you're using the word petite, I decided that all three members of my team needed to have Lil in their name. Because petite means little, so, and Lil means little, apparently. So I really like leading off. We were just talking about da-duh. I really like leading off this team with Lil Deathwing. His whole darkness, and I realize lots of pets have darkness, but just I really, really like choosing that as a as an initiation for the opponent in this team. There's a lot of people out there healing right now in the meta. Mm-hmm. Like, there's so much healing. It's ridiculous amounts of healing. So I want to start out with a statement with, you know, putting down, plunking down little Deathwing and killing their healing.
You and shall then... not pass!
Right. And then, of course, if my opponent has planned to change the weather, I really, really like busting out Lil Ragnaros because, you know, he's going to purge you with fire. And my finisher for this Lil rare team is Lil Bad Wolf. And if you haven't gotten him out of Karazhan, go do Karazhan. It's so fun.
Yes, it is.
And Lil Bad Wolf is not your usual finisher. All things considered, he's actually pretty straightforward, pretty regular kind of guy, but he's got Howl. And
yeah,
when push comes to shove and you're down mono a mono and low, being able to Howl and then get off that killing blow, it can happen. So that's my little team.
I like it. I like it quite a bit. Thank you.
Yeah, and they all drop as rares.
They're all available. That's the main thing. I was trying to pick a team that you could go make tomorrow if you.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, Ludra, why don't you go next?
No, my turn. Shush, Ben. My team is the Anubisith Idol because he's the very tiny version of that big ol' Anubisith dude. And I am not very shy of saying he's like my favorite pet to battle with. Because of sand and punch you in the face and heal myself with it. Because, yeah. Come on, guys. And then the spawn of Gnathus. Mm. You have to kill Gnathus to get this guy. And he, like, respawns every 15 minutes. So I rare is kind of a little bit of a stretch. But I've two-manned him, so it's no big deal.
Yeah, well, you'd be surprised how many people actually don't have that one yet.
Yeah, I know. I helped my son and some other kids from another server. You... But I'm talking about most recently, them, and then you, of course, and I helped a bunch of random guildies get him, and he's really great. He's an eel with disco lights. I mean, come on, an eel with disco lights. How do you beat? I don't even know.
I can't imagine what would beat that.
I know. He's just so great. The only thing that make him better is, I guess, a party cannon, but that's not gonna happen.
And he is, of his moves was confetti.
Ooh. And so anyways, he is like minuscule compared to his dad or mom, since he's spawn of Gnathus, which I never really thought of as a feminine name before. So, hey. And then we got the Harbinger of Flame. Why? Because do you know how many times I had to kill that Harbinger? Like, seriously. Ugh, it would not drop for me. So he's there. That if everything else goes down, he's still getting the beatings, but he's got some cool abilities, so I like him a lot.
I do too. It's a good choice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Put
him on the floor.
I like him. However, I thought way differently than you two. I was actually looking at the rare more than the petite, although petite does play into it a little bit.
I just thought rare, blue quality, that's
same
everybody.
Here. Yeah.
Yeah, well, I went with the Sapphire Cub to start off with because it's made out of rare gems.
Okay. I gotcha.
Yep, I mean, granted, it's a green pet, but its actual color is blue, and I think they're really cool. Plus, it's a kind of rare drop for jewel crafters to actually get, so yeah, I went that way. Next up, I went with the Thundering Serpent Hatchling because you need to have all gold, or your guild needs to have all golds in the challenge modes in order to get it. And as much as I love AIE, I am surprised that none of our co-guilds actually has the Thundering Serpent Hatchling unlocked.
So, I know, it's driving me crazy.
Yeah, so I see that as very rare. And it's a mini version of a thundering cloud serpent. So, you know, still kind of tiny. And then last but not least, because there is no way I will ever be able to get this pet, and it makes me sad every single time I see one running around, and that is Mini Diablo. Yep, the only way you can have that is if you have a collector's edition of the original version of World of Warcraft, the vanilla, the first release. And there are
I actually have Mini Diablo, and I never really thought about that. It's actually three pets, right?
Yes,
the Zergling, Mini Diablo, and then the panda.
So I named baby.
Yep, I will never have that. Unless
you know, you are in the minority this podcast right now. You are like the one third of the podcast that doesn't.
Yeah, and you know what? I'm okay with that.
Do you have like ruled out that it could ever possibly be on the black market auction house? Is that?
You know what? I have never seen it there. And in all honesty, I don't think that one would be put there just because it is based or tied strictly to a collector's edition. So, I mean, right. I could always hope for it, maybe, but I don't know. I just see there are certain things that I expect to see on the black market auction house, like, you know, certain mounts, gear pieces, you know, rare pets and everything. But I just don't know if they're going to break that barrier for, you know, like that, like the Netherwhelp. I don't have that either. I've gotten every collector's edition after that.
I'm kind of embarrassed about Mini Diablo because I've never even leveled mine. He's just been sitting at level one. I don't know. I'm sorry.
That's fine. I have plenty of pets at level one that really should be leveled. Like, well, I haven't actually finished leveling my Grunty, so yeah, I'm kind of in the same boat. But Mini Diablo is to me the unattainable, and he's really cool. So eventually, if for some reason I win the lottery and have a few $1,000 and can buy an unopened copy of the Vanilla Collector's Edition, I'll have him then. But I don't see that happening.
All right.
Yeah. Poor Ben.
Yeah, that's okay.
To me, yeah. Well, I'm never gonna see a Mini Tyrael, so.
That too.
Yeah, that's something.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so cool. When that was first announced, I saw that. I'm like, oh, how can I get it? I can't travel out of the country because I'm broke.
Exactly.
Yeah. But you know what? To the people who do have the Mini Diablo, so both of you, and the Mini Tyrael, anybody out there, I am very happy for you that you have really awesome pets.
Yay! Well, mine is level 25, so...
I guess I need to get on that.
Nah, not if you don't want to. You can just still go around with your dude. It's cool.
But it is kind of like having a Stradivarius and never playing it, right?
I'd be too worried.
Well, about yeah, exactly.
I may have gone way too far with that metaphor. Sorry.
Well, you know what? It depends on who you talk to. I'm sure Mini Diablo plays beautiful music.
He has darkness. All right, so next episode 51, our pet battle prompt for our team will be Space Warriors.
Space Warriors, all right.
Space Warrior. So write down your Space Warriors, send them in. We'd like to know. I can imagine a lot of StarCrafts and Team Rockets coming in.
Yeah, possibly. Grunty's all over this one.
Exactly. Yeah, right? All right, so that's going to be our show.
Yes, it is.
It's amazing. If you'd like to contact us, you can reach us at wildbattlepets@gmail.com. Our website and archives can be found at battlepet.net, iTunes, and on Stitcher. You can follow us on Twitter. I totally stole Ben's line.
Yes, you did. Randy, would you like us to plug you here?
Twitter.com/RandyDeluxe.
Oh.
Yep, and you can follow me. I am at AlTheMage, and Aludra is at Aludra_AIE.
You can also listen to us on other shows. Ben is on Azeroth Roundtable, Geektopia, and Flex Mode.
And of course, Aludra can be found on the AIE podcast.
And our good friend Randy, you are on Film Sack, right?
That's right. Film Sack.
Yeah.
Mining the very depths of film entertainment for all mankind.
Love that show.
Yes.
It's awesome. Okay, so our theme song, Serpent Rider's Hero, was by those amazing folks at Blizzard, and our bumpers were done by Coltrane and Ben. Battle Pets was written by myself and Ben, and it's copywritten to us as well. Thanks for listening!
Bye, everybody! And Randy, thank you for joining us.
You're the best!
Now I gotta go level that. Sorry.
You're okay.
You are forgiven.